It's day two of the Virginia Film Festival. We are sitting with Peter Monroe, the director of Days Together, which screens Saturday night at 9 p.m. in Vinegar Hill. And he has brought Aaron Anderson, who is a star of the film. Let's have you both say hello and introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Peter.
This is Peter Monroe.
This is Aaron Anderson.
So our listeners will know that the deeper voice belongs to
Peter. Right. Yeah. Some mornings I have a Lauren Bacall-esque alto, but I don't think I stayed late enough at the party last night for that.
If you want, we can answer each other. Yeah, I could have Aaron's answers and she could have my answers.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, Days Together, 9 o'clock tomorrow night, against some other sold-out films.
Some stiff competition we've learned.
Is good. Actually, it's good that they're sold out because that means we get spillover.
Exactly.
I'm so excited.
So tell us about your film.
Well, we started shooting 2 years ago. We shot 2 years ago, and that whole the year previous to that, I had spent writing it and rewriting it. And
so you wrote the screenplay.
I wrote the screenplay, produced it, edited it, and directed it.
Pete is a one-man band.
I would never produce by myself again while directing at the same time. If I had, say, one or two other producers, then I could say that I was a producer and help out in pre-production. But I would never try to do that again because that's trying to juggle too many things at one time. I like to think of it as a portrait film, but it's also a road movie. So it's mainly about a young woman that Aaron plays named Alex. She is confronting the certain issues of growing up in a world where her peers and her her friends are getting married and settling down and having kids, and she doesn't see that on her horizon, and she goes on a road trip with a friend of a friend that she meets, and they have an affair that goes awry. So that's essentially the gist of it, I would say.
Well, Aaron, tell us how you got involved with the film.
Well, Pete and I have known each other for many years. We actually went to school together at USC in LA, and he'd been in New York for a few years and came back to LA and was talking to me about an idea he had for the film. And it was really just, I think, a kernel of something at the time. Like, it was going to be a short, and he knew he wanted me in it and our friend Brian, who's the co-lead in the film. And from there, he started, I don't know, over like a year or 2 years, he started talking to me about it more and more. He's like, okay, it's not a short anymore. It's going to be a feature. And I know you're driving, and I'm not sure where. But then it grew out of that, and we were always talking about what the story would be. And then initially Pete's idea was it would be very improvisational, but then it turned out he scripted most of it, so we sat down and read the script and then worked on refining parts of it, and then suddenly the shoot.
We started shooting it. I think the original short idea was, I really just wanted to do a walking and talking short with her and Brian, and then I think, I don't even, the beginning of 08 or 09, kind of blurs together. But when I kind of in a fury started writing this piece, and it became a much more directed, focused assignment of sorts, where I was kind of just letting dialogues and ideas flow out, and it all sort of pieced together as this thing about a young woman confronting the pressures of adulthood and confronting adulthood in a time where she's, you know, sort of wading in the water, while all of her peers are kind of moving on to that next step, rather than kind of meandering, you know, post-collegiate, which is, you know, there's a lot of independent films that that have that sort of story, and I didn't want it to be that. It's much more focused on, you know, a very specific issue of becoming an adult and confronting the ideas of you know, having a future and a partner and a family, and
And not seeing how to make those happen. I think that something important in the movie as far as Alex's situation is how adrift she feels. And you know, not quite knowing, well, what the answer is to to get the boat back in the right direction.
Well, I think we all remember that time. We've graduated from college, we're working, or we've got the rest of our life in front of us. We think about things that we want to do and think, yeah, someday, you know, I'd like to be married and have a house and have kids. But you have no idea how to make that happen.
Right. And maybe in the case of the film, it seemed like maybe she was on that path. And then a lot of things that seemed like, well, this is happening, sort of implode. And then, well, now what do you do? Yeah.
So you got three friends working on this film.
Well, it was mostly friends that I had brought on to work on the film. For the shoot, we shot 4 days in L.A., and then we drove up to Seattle. It was me and seven other people, including Aaron and our lead actor. We drove up to Seattle, then when we came back, we had to reshoot. Or not reshoot, I should say. We had to add on some days where we couldn't fit in certain scenes to shoot. So that was pretty much what the schedule.
It was all like a road trip with a bunch of friends where we were making a movie while we were doing it.
Yeah.
So I would say the road trip was the movie, was the road trip. It all kind of weaved into each other.
But yeah, I've known Aaron and Brian for a while. They've known each other for a long time. I had an assistant director, at least for the Los Angeles shoot, who's an old friend of mine from high school in Detroit. And then my line producer was a friend from LA. My lighting guy was a friend from LA. Lighting guy was Blake Smith, a guy from LA. And then my cinematographer was a friend I met in New York who lived in LA briefly and then moved back to New York and then back to Cincinnati where he's from. And so it was kind of a closely knit group. Some people were new and some people were sort of older friends. But and then a few random stragglers who were either from Craigslist or...
You just picked them up somewhere near Bakersfield.
Yeah,
you know, just on the road, yeah. Sure.
Those are the people that comprise the crew.
So, Pete, you were writer and director and producer, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and editor.
So, yeah. So, do you have a distributor? Have you formed your own production company? Are you just shopping this around to festivals right now?
Yeah, I started a production company called Film Habit with a short that I'd made, I think in 2006, called Lunch and Retreat. We didn't get in anywhere. It was a half an hour sort of experimental fiction, half nonfiction short.
Into the hearts and minds of many people who saw it for your first screening.
Yeah,
Let's look at the positive.
Yeah. I formed my production company called Film Habit, which consists of, I think, just me, and unless I have some employees that I'm not aware of, but Film Habit is the production company that I formed it under, and then did some music videos and a web series. I did a lot of promotional work for the LA Contemporary Dance Company in LA, and then I sat down and said to myself, I need to do this feature.
So tell me about chopping this around to the festivals.
Well, we got into Dances with Films in Los Angeles, and we screened at the Sunset 5 Lemley Theater, which was really exciting because we used to go there right after we got to college. We would go see movies there, and so it was kind of surreal to have our own film playing there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we got into Gotham Screen International, where Erin won Best Actress, which was really exciting.
Yeah,
and then we got in here, and we also got into the International Film Festival of Bratislava, which is where I'm going straight after this, to Slovakia. And both of this one and the one in Bratislava, I think the attendance is around 20,000-25,000. So it's definitely a jump up from Dances with Films and Gotham Screen, which are sort of in the 5,000 range.
Well, they're it's smaller in number, but they're great festivals because they're so supportive of like the independent, you know, truly people going out and doing it on their own.
Yeah.
And are so welcoming, and you're rubbing shoulders with lots of people doing the same kinds of things as you are. And so it's fun to be at this kind of place where, you know, we know Oliver Stone is going to be here today and Sissy Spacek tomorrow, and we're going to be at the screening of Badlands. And you're interacting with people maybe relatively in a different level of the industry, but still just as excited to be here in a community where there's so many people in support. So, and you know, my picture's in the program next to George Clooney's, which is nice. Pretty awesome. Go.
Yeah, it's good exposure.
I'm just gonna put that out there.
Well, I'm sure he's saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh yes, absolutely.
That his picture is right next to Hernandez. Yeah.
And what are we both looking at? We're looking the same direction, anyway.
So you both just got in today, right?
I got in Tuesday. Aaron got in Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Late Wednesday night.
Oh, all right. Yeah, but you're sticking around through the weekend.
Yes. We went straight to one of the college pubs upon my arrival on Wednesday night. I wanted to get the...
Didn't take you long to find that, huh?
No, absolutely. And I thought, what a great place to go to college this must be.
Yeah, we've taken in the sights and sounds.
It's beautiful.
Of the city,
so. We went to Monticello yesterday, and I totally geeked out because I'm a geek. History geek.
You're a history buff?
Try to be, and I just love to absorb that kind of stuff. And I was saying to Pete, it's been so long since I've seen any fall leaves, being in LA during the autumn, so it's nice to be here.
We have 1.5 seasons in LA. We have
not including pilot season.
Yeah, wet and dry.
Clouds, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I know.
Clouds and non-cloud, cloudy days.
So. Well, excellent. Thank you for... thank you for being here at the festival. Thank you for coming by to talk to us.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I wish you luck at your screening tomorrow. You do have a website. It's, here we go, I brought it up, daystogethermovie.com.
That's right.
Where people can go and see your pictures.
Yeah, pictures and trailers. And,
and updates for when we may be screening next.
Where we're going to play.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you for coming by.
Thanks.
I wish you the best of luck.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Now.